people talking about organics these days, but the man who started it all is right here. Here he is, author, landscape architect, arborist, and your host, the Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome back, everybody. Telephone number 866, and we got an open line, 866-444-3478. Pat has been holding for a long time in Farmers Branch. We'll talk there first, and then I need to bring you up to date on our stem cell therapy treatment. Pat, what's up?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. What can I do for you?
Well, I have a, I have an interest. Hold a second. Let me call you right back.
Got all kind of phone calls.
I have been watching and listening with great interest for some time as you all uncovered that tree out in Weatherford.
Uh-huh.
And
the big pecan.
Right. As I have watched the news this summer, early summer, late spring, when we had would have rain and storms, and large trees all over probably our area as well as other parts of the country just fall over, enormous, enormous trees. You can tell by the roots that, you know, come out of the ground. I was curious, over there, what have they done to protect that tree from storm blowing it over?
Well, there's not anything to do other than exposing the flare. When you expose the flare, not only I can see what you're thinking. When you expose the flare properly, you actually make the tree more sturdy, because when the flare is exposed, the roots immediately start to grow and be more aggressive and anchor better. The trees that you see blown over a lot of times are trees that have pretty weak root systems.
Right.
And the big pecan has, at this point, an incredibly strong root system because of the exposure. Now, a pecan is a bottomland tree.
Mm-hmm.
Like a green ash and, you know, other things. And they can take being a little too low better than, you know, Texas ash, red oak, you know, a lot of other trees. But on the other hand, the difference is night and day in the health of the bottomland tree that has a flare and one that doesn't.
Right.
So even though they can tolerate it, they do much, much better if they have a dramatically exposed flare. But exposing the flare does not make it more risky for blowing over. It does just the opposite of that.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Well, one other thing. I think I heard this on the radio last week or so about a fella out in California who has dedicated his life to saving the giant redwoods. Mm. And he is extracting something from the existing trees and is trying to replicate what those trees are to grow new ones. Have you read or heard anything?
I haven't read that specifically. You can buy little redwood seedlings when you're out there, like at Muir Woods and places like that.
Uh-huh.
He may be doing something with the mycorrhizal fungus that's in the ground on them, in addition to just growing trees from seed, which would save the genetics.
Exactly. That's what I think he's trying to do.
Yeah. Well, I'll look into that. I haven't heard that.
Well, I would like to know more about that. I think that's very interesting.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, those trees are fabulous. Anytime I get a chance, I like to go see the big redwoods. You know, the Muir Woods are the easiest ones to see because they're just, you know, right across the Golden Gate Bridge from San Francisco.
Right. Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you, sir.
Okay. Thanks for calling. Appreciate it. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. Let me give you a little report on my stem cell treatment. I had a torn knee. Torn meniscus. I don't have any pain. It's totally healed. And the most interesting part of it, I didn't notice this right at first, but I couldn't do knee bend. I couldn't squat down to, I would notice it on our stupid dishwasher in our kitchen, you have to go get down low the way it's designed. You can't see it when you're standing up. And I had to squat down to turn it on. And, yes, I do help with the dishes. But I couldn't – I have really had trouble squatting down before this work was done because of that Baker cyst behind my knee, which I had in addition to the tear. Well, it's gone, apparently, because now I can do squats and it doesn't even hurt anymore. So it's been extremely successful. Judy's has not gone so fast. Her TMJ, her teeth go together better, but she still has some pain and the pretty bad vertebra. She had a ruptured disc in her back and has problems sitting. That has not gotten better yet either, but will. There's no question in my mind. It just takes some people longer for this these cells to migrate to a place where it's a problem and do the good. The other thing I've seen as a side benefit, and it just dawned on me a couple of days ago, I'm sleeping better. Does it have anything to do with it? I have no idea, but something does, and that's the only thing I've really changed. So if you're interested, it's the Young Vitality Regenerative Medicine and Stem Cell Therapy, the number you call to get this free appointment, and the doctor can tell you whether he thinks it would work and how it works and what it costs and all that kind of thing. The telephone number, and there's no charges, $200 value here, but there's no charge for it if you use this phone number, 800-705-6006. Depends on where you are in the country, which doctor you would visit with, but same telephone number, 800-705-6006. Stem cell therapy, and you're hearing more and more people, or at least I am, advertising stem cell therapy on the radio, television, and everything. It's kind of new because a lot of the MDs have kind of avoided it. I know some that still are, but more and more getting involved in this. There's about four different kinds of stem cell therapy. The most common one is using your own fat. They take a liposuction type of a little surgery, take some of your fat out, and then put it in some kind of a little deal that spins centrifugation. They try to build more cells. The one that we're talking about here is umbilical cord stem cells. It's the blood from umbilical cord of newborn, healthy babies that's been being saved in hospitals for years. It was a real surprise to learn about all this stuff. But they can tell you exactly how many stem cells there are. In this case, the fat way of doing it, there's no way of knowing how many cells you're getting, plus they're older cells by a lot, and that means there's a big change. So if you're interested, I highly recommend you look into it. 800-705-6006. Open line at 866-444-3478. Here's Kay, Maybank, Texas. Hi, Kay.
Hi, Howard. I have a puppy, a dog, who has a history of getting bladder stones, and I just wondered if you think that using apple cider vinegar in their water, if that would be something that might help, or if it would be any benefit to them.
Well, I talk to people about it all the time, and I can just tell you what we do with our little tater. And Dr. Kirby in San Antonio, we're good friends with Bob Webster, and we chat about things like this all the time. And he agrees with what we do. There's two things I would recommend you try. One of them is apple cider vinegar. I put it in Tater's food every day. You got to be a little careful how you put it. I used to recommend putting it in the water, And that doesn't work very well because they can taste it really easily in the water, and they'll tend to, you know, anything that's a kind of a different taste, they can sometimes, they'll sometimes try to avoid it. Okay. One of the listeners gave me this tip a couple of years ago, I guess, and that is to put the vinegar, apple cider vinegar, in the food. And we do that, and we also do a couple of other things. Tater had that disease where your where his back leg would pop out a joint. It's very common. I didn't know this either. And so we started doing glucosamine and chondroitin, and we do it in a powder. It's a natural form of it, but we also use a liquid product called Dream Coat. It's a fatty acid product.
Okay.
And if you use that Dream Coat that you'll have to buy online, and let me put you on hold, and we'll talk more off the air, and I'll cover it for everybody when I come back, okay?
Okay.
Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, back right after this.
Texas Natural Feeds offers the finest quality non-soy, non-GMO, non-medicated feeds available on the market. Their elite line of feeds combines organic alfalfa, organic kelp, yummy peanut meal, omega-3, essential amino acids, over 60 trace minerals, direct-fed probiotics, and vitamins to make tasty and nutritious poultry feeds. They also produce quality sheep, goat, pig, and rabbit feeds. Ask for Texas Natural Feeds in your favorite store. Visit their website at texasnaturalfeeds.com or call 254-829-1317 today.
Mosquitoes can transmit deadly diseases including Zika virus, West Nile virus, and dengue fever. Use Summit Mosquito Dunks to kill mosquitoes before they become disease-spreading pests. Just float an organic mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and any standing water to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days or longer. Don't worry, mosquito dunks don't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at fine garden centers and hardware stores.
What if you could be younger and stronger for longer? Many experts agree that regenerative medicine and stem cell therapy is the future of medicine and even your personal health and longevity. So if you or someone you know is suffering from chronic pain or dealing with other health challenges, then stem cell therapy just may be the solution. It's simple, safe, natural, effective, and affordable. So before you operate, before you medicate, now you can regenerate.
I shattered my elbow, was experiencing chronic pain. Nothing seemed to help. I said yes to stem cell therapy, and now I'm pain-free. Range of motion improved, and I'm able to do things I never could have imagined. I have my life back.
To see how stem cell therapy can benefit you, call now for a complimentary consultation, a $200 value. Call 800-705-6006. That's 800-705-6006.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Do your probiotics have baggage? They should. You see, if your probiotics do not include prebiotics as well as postbiotics, then you are missing out on a lot of healthy benefits. Most probiotic products do not contain prebiotics, their food, or postbiotics, the organic matter that promotes the long-term colonization of the good versus bad bacteria in your body. But Dr. O'Hara's probiotics does. Select live probiotic bacteria are blended with fruits, vegetables, seaweed, and herbs and allowed to grow over 3 years to assure superior digestive and immune support. Dr. Ohira's probiotics then combines this rich culture medium, prebiotics, and the resulting nutrients from this fermentation process, postbiotics, providing you with a superior probiotic supplement. No other probiotic can offer your body this support. So switch to the best premium probiotic on your retailer shelf today. Dr. Ohira's probiotics, available at fine health food stores. Don't accept a substitute.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer, or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. And we've got open lines all of a sudden. If you want to jump on here at 866-444-3478. A couple of things for you. What we were talking about a little bit more off the air with Pat just now, what we do for Tater, our little dog, 20-pound mutt, SPCA rescue, is that we use dry dog food, and then into that dry dog food I put several things. I feed him in the morning. Judy feeds him in the afternoon. I give her give him a little bit different thing than she does. But what I do is I put a little bit of this liquid product called Dream Coat, and I don't know if any retail stores have it here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area or not. I bought it online. You just look up Dream Coat. It's a liquid fatty acid product, and it is terrific, I think. I think it's helped him a bunch. He used to have that deal where his one of his back legs would pop out, and he'd run around on three legs for half the day. That never happens anymore, and I think that was part of it. The other part of it was he gets a natural form of glucosamine, and I tried to look it up real quick, and I'll continue to for the rest of the show if I can remember the name. It came from a place called Fifi and Fido's in San Antonio. Diana there recommended it to me. I take it myself too, and it's comes from a natural source. It's a snail or some kind of little animal that it comes from. There are websites that will also talk about grinding the shells of shellfish, you know, crawfish, lobster, different things, and that chitin has that kind of effect, supposedly. Also, I've never done that. But I also put a little bit of apple cider vinegar in his food every day, a little bit of water with it, and make it kind of moist. He likes kind of a stew effect, and it helps him to chew up stuff. He has a tendency to just swallow stuff, so I like the more moist approach. And then the final thing I was telling her that I do with taters, I dust in just a little, which Diana recommended to me, a little bit of turmeric in his food. She also, there's a guy that has a website. He's down in Australia, I think, who recommends turmeric and black pepper in the dog's food as well. So you might do a search and see if you can find that as well. If I can remember it, I'll pass it on to you later on in the show. Let's see. Problem on ground wants to get rid of them. Was that grass burrs? She's on the phone in there. If that was grass burrs, somebody called and couldn't hold. You get rid of grass burrs by changing the condition of the soil. When you have grass burrs, that means you have sandy, lousy, unfertile soil. You build it with organic fertilizers, with compost, with dry humates, with garret juice, with all the things that we talk about, and specifically lava sand, a lot of lava sand. Lava sand helps to hold the moisture in the soil. That helps to build the carbon back in the soil, the holding capacity of the soil. Once you get that carbon up, the humic material up, the humic acids will be there and available. And if the humic acid is available in the soil, the grass burr seed will be there but will not germinate. That's how you control grass burrs. Guy called and said that Roundup has a lawsuit against them. Don't know what that means. Mary Rose, when you get off the phone, tell me more detail about that, and we'll pass it on. Danny in Bosque County next up. Hey, Danny, how you been?
Hey, morning, Howard. A question about my desert willow that's right by the hummingbird feeder. And first of all, we switched to organic sugar this year for the hummingbird feeder. It seems like we have more than ever. We might have had them anyway. But anyway, we switched to the organic sugar to make the water. But all right, the hummingbirds on the desert willow, are they sterile? Because the hummingbirds go there, but they're just there a second. I don't think there's anything inside the desert willow. And I know it's the right shape for them, but it doesn't seem like there's any food in there.
They don't hang around. Well, that may be the case. I don't know. I've never looked into that, Danny. That's an interesting question. I would,
because like I said, I mean, you know, that's the right shape, that tubular they're supposed to love. And but they'll go in there, but they're just there a second. And, I mean, it's just like it seems there's no food there.
Yeah, I think they've answered your question for you. If they're not hanging around, they're not getting anything that they're too fired up about there. They're attracted by the shape and the color, and there's not enough there to keep them interested.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I was just curious if you knew if the desert willows we have are sterile, or it's the pink one that supposedly the one that's crossed with the catalpa or whatever.
But well, either that or it's just not a tasty treat for them there for whatever reason. I made a note here, and I'll try to look into it.
Okay, good deal. Well, thank you, Howard, and always appreciate your show. Thank you.
Okay, thanks for calling, Danny. Talk to you later. Let's go to Arlington and talk to Candace. Hello, Candace.
Hello, Dr. Garrett. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Good morning. Okay. The house here has a brick flower box. It's fairly wide and fairly long, and then it tapers down to where it's, you know, almost flush with the brick on the house. Mm-hmm. But my question is, this time late in the season, what would be a good flower that could maintain? And it's on the north side in this tough environment.
On the north side. Yeah, you know, there's a dwarf Mexican petunia, Ruellia, that I've got in that kind of a situation. That's a tough, good-looking foliage that you might want to try. Let me chat with you off the air about some other ideas. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
Gardeners, do you want to receive the best how-to videos for everything you need to know for successful food gardens and landscapes? This video course is taught with 15 chapters of instruction and includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. It's fun, easy, and covers organic gardening, landscaping, and farming. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com. That's dirtdoctor.com
and click on the certification course banner.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by learning from and purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural, organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping, delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast-to-coast and border-to-border. You can learn about the books on DirtDoctor.com and find them in your favorite bookstore.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high-nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
If you're like me, balancing my blood sugar is important to me for my health and wellness, especially as I get older. I pay attention to what I eat and try to exercise daily, but even that might not be enough. So each day I take Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance in conjunction with a healthy diet, regular exercise, and plenty of rest. Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is my trusted ally for healthy weight management, overall cardiovascular health, and immune function. Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is a synergistic combination of odorless Kyolic aged garlic extract and herbs and nutrients shown to help maintain blood sugar levels. And it's made by our friends at Kyolic, the number one best-selling odorless garlic supplement on the market for over 40 years. So join the Kyolic team. I did.
Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is available at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to DirtDoctor.com.
All right, Howard, back with you. Well, we talked about feeding dogs and all the related things there. We've got an advertiser supporter on the show that I want to remind you about. It's Texas Natural Feeds, and for any livestock that you have, this is something that I really strongly recommend that you look into, because this is the finest quality line of products you're going to see. No soy, GMO, non-medically non-medicated feeds, just really clean and nicest ingredients of any product line you're going to find out there. Again, it's Texas Natural Feeds, and it's available by mail order, and it's in some stores in some other parts of the country besides Texas too. But I recommend highly that you look into it. Their website, TexasNaturalFeeds.com, I think is the website, but I'll double check that and let you know in just a minute for sure. But I think that's it. Back to the phones. Let me see where I am here. Tommy in Meridian, Texas. Hey, Tommy.
Yeah, good morning, Howard.
What's going on?
Yeah, I've lived on a farm all my life, and we've always had peach trees. And I grew a lot of seedling peaches. But I've got a seedling peach this year that came as a freestone. I thought that pretty rare. If you planted, say you planted 100 of them freestone seeds from that tree that was a freestone, what percent of them would come back freestones?
Well, your guess is as good as mine. You don't know. That's the rub on planting seeds and having seedlings. You don't know who the parents are, what the cross, what the percentages are, or anything like that. It's kind of fun to do just to see what you'll come up with. But to say it's going to be 50% or 60% or 10%, it'd be just a wild guess.
That's kind of what I was thinking.
Yeah. It's fun to do. Play with it and see what you get. I don't know that it's that rare to do a seedling and get a freestone. Maybe it is. Maybe you'd get a higher percentage of them that would not be, but I do not know.
Now, Wamak's nursery sells a tree. I bought it. It's about 3 years old. They named it Mount Airy.
Mm-hmm. It really doesn't matter what you – well, it matters to a degree what you started with, but then the cross, you know, the pollination from what other plant happened and, you know, who are the parents and all that stuff, you just don't know.
Yeah.
Keep playing with it and see what you come up with. Keep us posted.
I'm going to save a seed from it. If I live long enough, I'll know.
Okay. Won't take long. Okay. All right. Thanks for calling. I appreciate it. Let's go to Nakona, Texas, and talk to Ralph. Hey, Ralph.
Hey, Howard. I am enamored with this flower called purslane. Are you familiar?
Yes, sir.
And I am not interested in it as a vegetable, just for the flower. And I've got several plants of it, and I'd like to know two things. Number one, how do I collect these seeds, and when do I do it?
You're trying to collect the seed from the wild purslane and plant more of it?
Yes.
It's a little difficult to do, and this isn't going to surprise you because those seed are tiny.
I know. You could buy 10,000 of them for like $20.
Yeah, it's almost like dust, you know, or is like dust. So all I can tell you is when they're in full flower, you get them and you knock them and dust them off onto paper or some way to collect them and to just keep them dry, and that's about all I can tell you. A lot of people consider purslane a weed and spray it and kill it, which is kind of silly because it is an edible plant, the whole thing. The foliage can be used in salads and cooked with other greens, and the flowers are edible as well.
I've read where some states actually outlaw it.
Really? Because of its invasiveness?
Yes.
Hmm. I've never found it to be that invasive. It's a pretty little perennial annual.
It's beautiful.
Use it as a ground cover. You know, it's a nice plant.
Yeah. Well, now I shouldn't wait until after frost then.
Well, you want to collect the seed as soon as the flowers are mature and are you know, producing and about to go downhill. When they start going downhill, that's when the seed are going to be viable in those flowers. If you wait till fall, they're probably going to be all already released and in the soil.
Okay. Okay, Howard. Hey, thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Okay, good luck with that. Interesting little project. Yeah, any small flower is going to have extremely small seed. That's the rub there. Here's Lorraine in Fort Worth, Texas. Hey, Lorraine.
Hi, Howard. I've had a candle tree here since we've been living here probably 13 years ago, and I've never had any problems. This year, there's something eating the top leaves and all the new growth. Like if you had a tomato plant, it looks like a tomato worm is just stripped all the leaves off, and I don't see anything. I've sprayed it with some plant wash, we're organic, and then I sprayed it with some, some kind of a neem oil, but I can't find anything on it, and I have several of them here, and same thing's happening to all of them.
Well, you say you've had them for several years. These aren't perennial.
No, they are. I've been buying one each year.
Okay, you've got
been here and never had any problems.
You got the annual, not yes. The. There is a cassia that will come back pretty regularly. Mine was knocked out a few years ago when we had a really cold winter, but the one that you have is the annual. I've never seen anything eat on it much.
I haven't either.
What that culprit could be. Why don't we do this? Go out at night with a flashlight.
Okay.
If it continues, and see if you can. A lot of times the insects will fluoresce a little bit, and you can spot them easier at night, and they may be more active at night as well.
Okay.
But without knowing what it is, I don't know what to tell you. It could be a grasshopper or a katydid. And if it's one of them, you may have to resort to using something like the kaolin clay, which puts the white film on the plant. It doesn't look all that great, but it's the only thing that will really work very well on grasshoppers and katydids, with the exception of spinosad. Did you say you had tried spinosad already?
I did not try spinosad, no.
Okay. Well, if it's one of them, that's probably the best tool is either soap spinosad, which is the one we've been talking about that's kind of hard to find, or just a plain spinosad product, either one.
Okay.
All right.
Well, thank you so much.
Appreciate the call. Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Let's talk to Philip in St. Joe, Texas. Hey, Philip.
Hello, Howard. How are you, sir?
Doing well. What's going on?
Great. I'm having problems with my eggplants. Something is eating a crown, and they're just dropping to the ground.
Well, eggplant is one of the vegetables that fire ants will sometimes go after. Have you seen any ants?
I've seen some small black ants.
Yeah, it could be some other species as well, I guess, but the fire ants will definitely eat them. Fire ants come in a variety of sizes too, so you may be just looking at small fire ants. What I'd do, Philip, I think, is use your Garrett juice and put 2 ounces of orange oil in there. You can also do what one of our listeners, in fact, I was going to bring this up earlier in the show, made a recommendation on a wonderful ant control, and I think that she said she was using hydrogen peroxide. And she was adding a peppermint oil to it. If she's listening, I need her to call back and talk about that specific formula again. But I'd go one of those two routes, 2 ounces of orange oil per gallon of water or per gallon of Garrett juice, or a diluted hydrogen peroxide diluted with water 50-50, and then add a little peppermint oil to it.
Okay. What is making the fruit die on the plant?
Well, probably the same thing that the caller and I were talking about earlier when we were discussing cucumbers.
Okay.
Same thing with squash. When you have a little fruit start to develop and then die, it's either fungal. I guess it could be bacterial, but it's more commonly a fungal disease, or it has not been pollinated properly. You can be pollinated and not pollinated enough, and that'll cause an aborted small fruit. So if that's the case, you just need to plant more flowering plants, more different colors, more fragrances, and try to kick up the number of pollinators that you have in the garden.
I see. Okay, great, Howard. I appreciate it.
All righty. Get to work. Talk to you later.
I appreciate it. Bye-bye.
All right. Ben, Ratliff City, Oklahoma.
Yes, sir.
What can we do for you? Are you listening on 660 there?
Yes, sir.
Wow, we're booming up there pretty good. That's great.
I hear you every Sunday morning.
Well, that's great.
Have for years. I have three comments.
All right.
Number one, you're always talking about elephant garlic, the baby corns.
Yep.
I always call them the baby seedlings. And I have tons of them. I've grown them all my life. And I always, when I harvest my garlic, I just shake those babies off into the hole, and the garlic comes back again next year.
Yeah, that's what I've done, just kind of accidentally. Ben, did you send me a letter just a couple of days ago?
No, sir. I don't have your address.
Okay. Well, somebody here's, with the same information just sent me a letter, so I was just curious.
No, but now years and years ago, I used to get one of your letters through the mail, but
yeah, we only do it. We only do it electronically now. We haven't done the paper one in a while.
I'm ignorant when it comes to electronic. Now, my number two comment was the man that called about the peach seed. About 10 years ago, I went up here to Stratford, which is northeast of me, about 60 miles, bought some canning peaches, and canned the peaches and planted the plants, and I've got about 40 trees.
Okay.
And I have enjoyed luscious, luscious crops of stone-free peaches from every one of those seeds that I planted.
So you got it on 100% of them, huh?
Yes, sir.
Well, that's a good tip.
Have done for years. Now, my next comment is on the purslane that man called about.
Yep.
My oldest sister, who was born in 1913, used to live out in California. Of course, she's passed on. Every year, she would send me some seed from the purslane that grew in her backyard. She would take a single copy of the newspaper. When that plant started blooming, she'd slide the newspaper under those branches.
I tell you what, Ben, I'm going to have to get the rest off the air. Hang on. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, back right after this. Lava sand is a critical part of my organic recommendations for bed preparation and general soil improvement, especially for farms and ranches. I have found a high-quality lava product with significant paramagnetism. It's American Rio and their Maverick Lava Sand Soil Amendment. It'll dramatically improve your soil and increase plant production.
It can now be delivered directly to you by tote. Call Sean at 405-426-7752. That's 405-426-7752. Or go to AmericanRio.com.
The future of holistic health is here. Possessing the power to maintain wellness at the cellular level, RegActive is a revolutionary and remarkable new supplement that will transform the future of preventative and restorative health. RegActive features the innovative probiotic strain ME3, a patented probiotic with over 20 years of research proven to naturally stimulate and produce glutathione, the body's master antioxidant. Glutathione is used by all of our cells, especially in the fight against free radicals, environmental toxins, and the effects of aging. Our levels of glutathione decrease dramatically as we age, leaving us very vulnerable to age-related health issues. Revolutionary, remarkable, RegActive. RegActive is from Essential Formulas, renowned for introducing Dr. O'Hara's probiotics to the United States 15 years ago. Look for RegActive at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide where Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are sold.
Espoma Organic Garden Tone is a great product. It's specifically blended for organic vegetable gardens. Its all-natural formula contains Biotone, a blend of organic ingredients that supply major nutrients and trace minerals for a strong, healthy soil and mouth-watering vegetables. Of course, these products are safe for people and pets. You can visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. These products are sold all across the country. Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth. Vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth. Animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth. Animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth. Children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth. Children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
The Medina Corporation, led by Stuart Frankie and his family in Hondo, Texas, has been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building products for a long time. Medina produces quality liquid and dry fertilizers and soil amendments. Medina Soil Activator works by stimulating the soil biology and roots to help plants all season long, whether it's landscaping, grasses, trees, herbs, or vegetables. Medina products can help you spend your budget wisely, increasing production and treating the environment right. All the Medina products are free of toxic chemicals. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is made by Medina and available in sizes from quarts to large totes. For proper care of your lawn and garden, Medina is the choice. Ask for Medina at your local hardware, nursery, or feed store. Medina Natural Organic Products, 50 years young and still environmentally friendly. MedinaAg.com.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed-out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. And I was correct that website for the wonderful animal feed company is texasnaturalfeeds.com. So if you've got some livestock you want to give some of the highest quality feed too that exists out there, check out that website, texasnaturalfeeds.com. Back to the phones. Let me see whose turn. Nick in Chicago. Hey, Nick.
Hi, good morning, Howard. How you doing?
Doing well. Thanks, sir.
I've got a quick, few quick questions, and I'm going to make it quick for the rest of the callers. Yesterday, you know, we had my neighbor had a white pine removed, and I ended up getting the wood chips, and after realizing it, you know, it was a healthy living white pine, just I think they removed it just because it was growing too close to the home, and so there are needles in the chips. Is there going to be a negative, an allelopathy, kind of like black walnuts?
I think the ground up tree, white pine or any kind of pine, with the needles and with the cambium and with the bark and everything, that makes a good mulch. It's just the bark by itself that when you use, you know.
I know what you're talking about. They use it out in the east, out in Carolina.
Yeah, they sell nothing but bark. It's just 100% bark.
Just
there's natural chemicals, terpenes and things in that bark that really is not very good for. It's great for warding off pests that would get into the pine tree, but not very good for plant growth. But when you grind up the whole tree and you have the needles and the cambium and the and protein along with the bark, it makes a fine mulch, real good mulch.
Okay, that's what I thought. I thought it was going to be a good one, but
no problem at all.
Last quick question. as far as the gardening, I got a couple of sweet corn plants growing. I'm not sure what's left of them, though, because I ended up finding a whole bunch of Japanese beetles. They seem to be a problem out in these parts. They were coming out of the ears that were still attached to the stalk.
Wow.
So I'm just curious if there's any, you know, obviously hand-picking and doing the best you can, because I don't want to set out any traps and attract any more.
Well, the Japanese beetles you can kill with the spinosad products.
Oh, that's right. You mentioned spinosad.
Yeah, if you'll just get one of the products that has the active ingredient spinosad in it, that's the best tool for that kind of a pest.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot, Garrett. Dr. Garrett, have a great rest of your week.
All right, you too. Thanks for calling. I talked to Ben off the air. I forgot to mention to you about he started giving us this recipe one of his relatives had for collecting the seed of the purslain, and it was his aunt or his mother or somebody slid newspaper under the plants, and then as they matured and started releasing the seed, and I guess juggling them around a little bit helps too, the seed were collected on the newspaper and then just funneled into a collection there. So nice little tip there. Let's go to Dallas caller Peggy. Hello, Peggy.
Hi, Howard. I have a grass problem.
Okay.
I've been organic for many, many years, so I do very little to my grass, and it does great. And I think, I don't know if it's because we had so much rain, and then maybe I let it get way too dry after that because I don't water very much. The grass in my backyard has gotten really spotty. I've lost big chunks of it.
St. Augustine is what?
St. Augustine.
Okay.
Uh-huh. St. Augustine.
I've seen that a fair amount, and I think you've already answered part of the question. I think the really nice rains we've had, spaced out really well, have kind of lured us to sleep a little bit. And then when it gets hot, you know, it gets hot in a hurry, and the moisture dries pretty quickly. And I think we've had some damage from that, and also a stress from it that can lead to grub worms, chinch bugs, you know, some other problem. So I bet you anything you let it get a little bit too dry at some point was exactly what you did.
So I've put down dried molasses. I've put down a little lava sand. I've, like, sprayed Garrett juice on it every week. I've been kind of
baiting along. You need a little fertility thrown at it, too. Something.
So I should just stick fertilizer back on it then.
Yeah, one of the organic fertilizers, whichever one you like to use. Go ahead and give it a good shot of that right now. The people that promote synthetic fertilizers will tell you not to fertilize it this time of the year, but that it does not apply to organics. It doesn't hurt at all to fertilize right now.
How do I tell if I've got something like grubs or something else, or will this just kind of take care of itself?
It'll help if you want to know for sure. Just dig down in the soil. If there's grub worm problem, you'll see a whole bunch of them real close together. If it's chinch bugs, you'll see little bitty black and white bugs scurrying around. If it's a disease, you won't see much. The cornmeal, whole ground cornmeal, might be appropriate to add just as a preventative, just as a precautionary kind of thing here at this time also.
Great. Thank you so much. Epsom salt, yes or no?
Be helpful. Don't overdo it. Don't do it too often, but it's magnesium sulfate, and a lot of times our soils are deficient in both those elements, so that'd be a good thing to do.
Okay. Hey, thank you so much.
Appreciate the call. Chuck, do you have a real quick one?
Yeah, I think so. You were talking about that big pecan tree out in Weatherford. I went out there one time. I couldn't ever find it.
Okay, but hang on. I'll tell you about it off the air. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. I've enjoyed being with you today. A lot of good calls, questions, and some super good tips. Go to dirtdoctor.com for your questions between now and the next show, which is next weekend, and we'll be glad to help you any way we can. I want you, in the meantime, to enjoy your gardens. Go organic and enjoy your healthy gardens and trees. See you next time.